can you just introduce yourself? Who's your mob and what you do up there?
Yeah, my name is Ross Andrews. I'm the mayor of the Yoruba Aboriginal Shire Council. So I work, live and play on Koongangi country and further to the south of the Gurindji people. But my connection to country is I'm a Kuka Yalanji and a Kuka Jungan man in Shire, Queensland.
Yeah.
And enjoy being in Yoruba.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, brother. So the first question, I might already know the answer, but I'll just ask you. Are there any people in Yarrabah that, like, that make news, they produce news?
News? We do have a newsletter.
Yeah.
But it's sort of broken down.
Yeah.
The last few months, but the health service have their media staff.
Yep.
So they do media through social media as well as the LED signs around community.
Yeah.
So there's always promoting health messages or any community messaging around community. We do one here as well. So, yeah, there's communication going out to community on a regular basis here internally.
Okay, okay. So there's good comms, but I guess not necessarily a bit like news media. News reporting, there's community news.
Yeah, not necessarily, we do have external media coming in, like, you know, the television stations and the radio, mainly ABC as well, you know, when they're looking for stories, Cairns Post, but also Channel 7 and Wind Television also, you know, keep an eye on stories out here as well.
Would you like to see some mob in Yarrabah do their own media one day?
Yeah, we'd love to have a BRAC center here up and running. We do have a radio station that's been inoperational for the last few years, but hopefully we'll get some funding in to really activate that. But yeah, I think media is important for community here, and there's a lot of potential, you know, good potential that we could do through media.
That bringing back the radio station's a good idea, brother. Something like that would really strengthen community, wouldn't it? Really foster the bonds with everyone on the same page about what's happening.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we tend to get caught up in the negative stuff, but there's a lot of positive stuff that happens in our community, and we haven't been able to celebrate that as often as we should be. Having a local radio station here within the ANZAC, talking directly and locally to our people in the community, but also keeping up to date on, you know, what not only internal news, but what external news are out there as well. So, yeah, it's got potential. And, you know, we'd like to work with government about activating that as well.
Yeah. How do you think all the mob out there they get informed? Like I know you've got Bumma Bipper there, radio. I mean, everyone's on their phone looking at stuff these days. Do they all get on the Cairns Post or Cairns Local News, or do they watch Win? What do you think they mainly do?
Yeah, a lot of them are, you know, the younger generation are on social media, you know, your Facebook, and you know, Instagram and other social media outlets, but everybody tunes into free to air. So, you know, we have access to Win and the other radio, television stations in Cairns, 7 and all the other stations. So, you know, everybody loves their footy out here as well. So, you know, the pay TV is pretty big.
Mm.
And they tune into the radio, whether it's from a Bipper or 4CA, so an ABC, so you know, there's a variety of mediums that people access, and you know, I think they like it too. You know, where they, you know, they can go on TV or not go on TV, but they can tune in to when the Broncos are playing the Cowboys.
Yeah. So it's fair to say there's a lot of choice around there, eh?
There is, yeah. We do struggle with telecommunications, though, on the southern end of town, where Telstra and Optus doesn't work.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And, in the little communities outside of the main town area. Yeah. So that's a telecommunication issue, but, you know, hopefully we'll work with the two providers about doing something in the next few years.
It's really important in the digital age to feel connected, eh? That's a really important point. Do you think overall Yarrabah gets enough coverage as the mayor? Are you happy with what you see? Would you like to see more positive stories and stuff? You know, I'm sure the media will come in when, you know, negative things happen, but other things too?
Yeah, we'd like more promotion about positive stuff that happens in the community. I think there's a need there for more regular news reporting. And I think, you know, media training in Yarrabah would go good.
Yep.
With getting local people trained and prepared for when the media does come in to promote whether it's good stories or not so good stories. So, yeah, I think there's a need for, like, a comms person, but also a bit more training and development in this space because... You know, we're all going into this new age of technology and we've just got to converse ourselves with what's out there.
Yeah. No, that's really important. It's a lot of my mob who live down here up the Mish, they say the same thing. It's important to get the media confidence up and skills with communicating, eh? There's that many stories to be told. What about relationships with all the local media? The journalists, a lot of journalists come out and they ring us up and want to do stories and be respectful and that?
Yeah, they do. You know, they do ring up and if they want stories or headlines, well, they either give us a call or there's, you know, some of the community people out there are fond of the media as well. So they talk to them. But I think that, you know, I think the media really needs to respect some of the cultural protocols in our community, you know, especially around story business and you can't do a story, you know?
Yeah.
When it's a bit sensitive and emotions are raw. So for me, I've been just telling them, you know, you can't do anything this week because we've got story business.
Yeah. Non-blackfella media need to be trained in those ways, eh? Because, you know, they get told, oh, you just got to get the story today, but they don't understand everything that goes on with our culture.
Exactly, you know. Yeah, so it can be sensitive, but they don't really understand that, you know. But for our own people who are working in this profession, I think they understand a bit more better than them.
Yeah.
You know, they know the boundaries of, you know, where you can and where you can't go.
Yeah.
It's just getting the media trained and educated about some of our local traditional cultural protocols, you know?
Yeah. And I guess the last thing to wrap it all up, Ross, is just like with a lot of the media there that you have at your fingertips, are you confident in all of them? You're confident that they, you know, when it comes to Yarrabah and that, they tell things how it is and they be straight and they be respectful?
Yeah, I mean, like, when you talk about the external media coming in, they have to respect the boundaries. Mm. But I'm pretty confident in, you know, managing and handling them to an extent. But then when it does become tricky and complex and they only use your words, you know, what their story headline is about, I think community people have to be trained on that because it's what they want you to say instead of what you want to say.
Yeah.
And what storyline they're going for.
I think that's a really important thing too for communities is to, a lot of ways, be taught the news process and how the journalists will gather and how they have to go with their stories, you know, because, you know, I've worked in a lot of newsrooms and, yeah, you get the idea of your story and you sort of got to follow that and try and get everything you can that tells that story, you know. So it's important for mob to learn.
And the more you do, the more you get experience or familiar with it.
Mm.
What to say and what not to say. Mm. But I just think it's, you know, more training and more exposure in a lot of our communities because, you know, you can use the media in a good way as well as not in a not so good way. But if you're going for something and you're politically active, well, you know, you have to get your head around how to use the media.
Yeah. How long have you been mayor there, brother?
Well, this is my second term, so this is 7th year going on to 8.
Yeah, okay. How do you get your news? What do you do every day?
I watch a bit on telly, you know. I like the documentaries on Manual of Current Affairs.
Yep.
Shows, which, you know, I really like. Like the footy.
Mm.
I listen to the radio or when I'm driving the car or, you know, I normally go online and look at what the Australian's got to say or the AFR.
Mm.
Or the Cairns or Post or Courier Mail. So I do a little bit of that online as well. And we do have physical hard copies in the council that we can just step out in the lounge and read the paper.
Yeah.
As well, but, you know, there's a lot of social media stuff happening with Facebook and a lot of public information we have to share back out there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do get a little bit of that information either online or, you know, through physical copies, hard copies.